Take her away.
What? Come on, rolling. Just, rolling. You just worry about staying out of the way. How are your shoulders, Eva? How are you feeling?
How my shoulders?
Physically?
No, feeling good, mate. Yeah, that's I guess yeah, coming off the shoulder reco at the end of last year. You know, it always takes its time. But yeah, feeling fresh and ready to go. So can't wait for the second hit out.
What was the sort of timeline with that for you getting back to, you know, tackling people? I imagine is probably something that you said is a pretty final type of goal. How long ago have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 3 or 4 weeks now. So yeah, I've been, and before that, you're really into main sessions, just without the contact side of things. So, you know, back into full training now for a good month, and yeah, I've been doing all that sort of stuff, so feeling good.
How long until the bikes get back to where they
are? Ouch. Yeah, whack. That's always a work in progress, isn't it, mate?
You had such a good year last year. How can you still play better, do you think?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that you're always searching for that improvement, and if you're not, then you're really just going to start stagnating. So for me, definitely, I'm always constantly trying to work on, you know, the skill side of the game, and, you know, working on that inside 50 conversion, and yeah, there's always little areas that you can tinker with. So yeah, it's last year I felt like I definitely played some good footy, but yeah, hoping to improve on that one.
The mini showdown this week.
Yeah.
Spice to it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, once again, it is still a JLT game, but at the same time, we're, you know, second game now. Everyone's really trying to, you know, show those improvements from the pre-season and really start implementing everything we've talked about. And for us, it's, you know, back at the Port Adelaide heartland. So, you know, I know that there's going to be plenty the club have organised around the game, the street fair and... But I think, and everything else that the club is doing with the membership engagement stuff, but for us it's going to be another opportunity to have a real solid hit out and really fine-tune everything for round one.
And to play against the Crows at this time of year, what does it add extra spice to it though, to a normal game?
Oh, I guess a little bit, yeah. It's always good to play against, you know, the rival and you know, whether it is in a JLT game or a regular season, you're always wanting to win. But I guess knowing that the 4 points aren't up for grabs, it really is about making sure that as a team we're ready to go. But in saying that, we're always up for a good challenge against the Crows.
And the other thing is a lot of players fighting for spots. If you go through Port's best 22, it's hard to just have 22 names in there. So I guess this is the last real chance for some of those guys to impress, isn't it? Put their name forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Round one.
Definitely. And that's, you know, a lot's been spoken about all the new boys coming into the club. And it only, you know, strengthens the list and adds some real depth. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of, plenty of, you know, fight for those positions, and it's the challenge that everyone's up for.
With all the positions up for grabs and the fact that it is the pre-season, mm-hmm. is it too soon to be playing Adelaide at the end of the day for the competition overall, for your mindset?
No, I think it's probably a good thing. I guess both sides get to stay in Adelaide. You're not having to travel as much through the JLT, and you're able to, you know, fine-tune it against someone that you know a fair bit about, I guess. You know, that's, you're both in the Adelaide side, so you do watch a lot of opposition and analysis around those sort of around Adelaide, and they would do the same for us. So yeah, for us, I think it's a good opportunity to really have a good hit out.
Is that Rockliff any chance this week?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't think so, Pete. From all reports, Pete might know. Yeah, that's. I think he's sort of saying that he's feeling pretty good and he's up and about, but I don't know whether they'll just be a bit careful with him and not want to risk him, you know, going into a practice match. They might just hold him out and you know, give him another week to fully recover before round one.
Is that concerning that, you know, if you go straight into round one that he's got no sort of pre-season?
Nah, not really. Nah, I think the way the club do it these days, the fitness staff and the high performance team that we've got now, I don't think it really matters too much. I think they're able to emulate what they want out of a game out of training. So, yeah, I don't think there's too much area for concern for him. I think he's fit and he's raring to go. It's just more making sure that he's 100% ready to hit round one.
Anyway, the Crows reckon they've got 35 blokes pushing for those 22 spots in round one. That's mm-hmm. how even the group is. How mm-hmm. many will Port have?
Oh, mate, there's plenty. I'd say that's probably similar. I can't really put an exact figure on the numbers, but in terms of the way that the team's looking, there's not too many on the injury list, and everyone that's training out there is looking pretty good. So it's always a good sign, and I think that was something that really helped us last year, is having that healthy list and having guys out there that are ready to play.
And has it been a nice injection? You spoke about Rockliff, but the other boys as well.
Yeah,
sort of reinvigorated the group a little bit and yourself maybe as well, just everyone?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's been a real... I think the guys, the way they came into the group, a lot of them are mature age, well-established players. So, you know, they know how a footy club works. They know how, you know, how everything runs. And so they were able to really transition well and fit into the group easy. And so that, you know, made it easy for them, made it easy for us, and they've been fantastic. So, you know, you can't fault any of the guys that have come in. I think they've been brilliant, and they'll add plenty to the list.
Do any of those inclusions change where or how you play this year?
Personally, I guess it might sort of change, you know, because last year I probably played a majority of my time inside, and that just might change from time to time, and, you know, free you up to play on the wing or a half forward or go forward at times. So, but I sort of see that as a bit of a positive anyway. You're able to sort of play a number of different roles, and yeah, then it does add that sort of depth to our midfield and something that, you know, as a group we were wanting.
Running capacity has obviously been something that's been your strength for a long time, I suppose. Yeah, to play less on the inside, a bit more outside.
Get a bit more running, maybe. Well, yeah, that's it. You can always, play a different number of different roles, and I guess that's the beauty of footy nowadays. I guess everyone playing everywhere can do something else. See, Tom Jonas, who, you know, is a pretty much a mainstay fullback. I've seen him running up and, you know, taking running bounces, which doesn't happen too often, but it can happen. So, yeah, that's the way that the footy's played.
Hey, is this weekend like a dress rehearsal? Do you approach it like, you know, this is how it should be for round one, or are you still trying to try different things?
I think we're pretty much making sure that we're ready to go for round one. So, you know, the team that we'll pick will be pretty strong. I'd imagine Adelaide will be the same. And, you know, you'll go through all the same things that you will on match day to try and emulate what we're going to do from round one. And yeah, so it'll be a solid hit out.
Holly a chance?
Sorry?
Holly?
I doubt it. I'm not sure. Or is he right to go as well?
No, he won't.
There.
How does he look at that?
No,
it
well, that's
sound like when it happened, right, it was sort of, it's going to be at least semi-serious.
Pete, I've really just been thrown to you a bit. Yeah.
Semi-serious type of injury, I suppose, when you know, hamstring for 5-6 weeks or whatever. How's he looking out?
Mate, track? He's actually moving really well, yeah. In the last couple of weeks, he's shown that he's back up and training, and he's got that run and carry, which is, you know, the staple to his game, I guess. So, yeah, I'm not 100% sure if he'll be up for this game. He might be, but, yeah, then once again, he'll be another one that'll be ready to go round one for sure. Maybe this week, I'm not 100% sure.
Mate, the AFL's banning the on-ground pre-match warm-ups.
Yeah,
interesting. More in the change rooms. How does that affect you and Port Adelaide?
I find it quite interesting. I guess something, you know, players go through a pretty strong warm-up and like to go out and actually assess the conditions and have a bit of a run around. So, yeah, for us, yeah, it sort of changes things a bit. And I'm not really 100% sure, you know, why they were wanting to make those changes, but, you know, they have, so we've got to make do with it, and we'll just adjust to that, and that'll be fine.
Do you like it, though? Did it help you as a player?
What, going out on the ground and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked it, yeah, because you're sort of sitting around a fair bit, so, you know, I don't mind sort of going out and having a bit of a kick around, but I'll just kick inside, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
everyone. Beautiful. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.